There are just days left to respond to the 2020 census, and self-response rates in Syracuse are just shy of 54%. The census numbers affect communities on every level, from government representation to allocations of funds for things like road repairs. With the hopes of increasing census participation, young people from across central New York are calling on their communities to get counted with the Who Counts Project.
My name is Claire Howard.
Maggie Sardino.
So my name is Lewis Smith.
My community is definitely the most important thing to me. I think there's so much diversity in ethnicity, in ability status, in gender identification, as well as sexuality. And so I think that I really characterize myself as a learner within that community. I think I've gained a lot of important knowledge from growing up and going to school in a very diverse community.
I would say my community has done a lot for me, especially growing up. I, in any given chance, always had a lot of people that I knew that I could rely on that would help me through whatever I was working on, offer me support, guidance, and I've utilized that a lot during the harder times of my life.
Even in the broader shape of the census, kind of having that tight-knit, close community where you always feel your voice is heard, you can always talk to somebody, you can always kind of voice your opinion. That's kind of how I relate to the census, that, you know, you're kind of counting yourself in the bigger, larger population of the country. And so I really think that it helps encourage to take the census, and it helps to highlight how important the census really is.
Absolutely. I think it matters so much because the census is how governments decide how much money to give to certain cities or districts. So, for example, if the census is undercounted, that district doesn't receive as much funding, which is really terrible because oftentimes the kinds of people who don't vote in censuses because of fear are people who might not have fully documented immigration status, or people who might be of a race that is often discriminated against, of people who are exceptionally poor and distrust the government because of the way that the government has discriminated against them. Those are the people who are in most need of the funding that the government is able to give, and those are the people who are not receiving it. So it is extremely, extremely important for individuals to vote or to record themselves in the census so that their communities get the funding and resources that they deserve.
I wish that there was more write-in options, obviously. I think, you know, that's sort of a controversy going on about the census right now. But yeah, I think that there are very important questions asked on the census.
Being able to kind of, again, have your count be counted or your voice be heard in the census to a larger body shows that, you know, there's other parts of New York outside of the city. Like, we're here too. Our voice matters. We count as well in the city. In the state?
You know, the census is not just marking boxes or writing in numbers. The census is money, it's healthcare, it's education, and most importantly, it's representation.
I think the census and people's unwillingness to partake in it should show us how important it is to create a society where everybody is welcome regardless of their identity or beliefs.
In a community that has been historically underrepresented, like Syracuse, it is crucial that we take the initiative and the courage to take the census so that we're one step closer toward a more equitable society.
This project is in collaboration with the City of Syracuse. You can fill out the census yourself at my2020census.gov until September 30th. Paper forms and phone calls are also available to fill out the census. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.